Hallelujah. Good morning, Audio Boo from the north of England. It's very windy today. Hallelujah. I was going to leave a message this morning and on Boo to do with destiny plans, etc. But something has happened. There has been an event in my family. My stepfather, who is a long-distance lorry driver, he just rang me. And I was due to be going out, and I was actually halfway through making my first poo, which I've obviously restarted, I'm not doing now. And he began to tell me a story. Now, my stepfather is prone to telling jokes, you know, he's a raconteur, very, very funny man, very down to earth, dorks like that, because he's from Yorkshire, very hard working, I know. But he started to tell me a story about a man who was very depressed, and he left a packet of antidepressants in front of his computer so that his wife would find them, because he didn't know how to leave it, you know, how to drop, you know, this on her. And I thought at first, I wasn't fully concentrated, because I did think it was going to be the ubiquitous, the doctors got the medicine mixed up with Viagra joke. I did, and I was expecting, you know, the joke, you know, me being a Christian, he tries to offend me sometimes, you know, he gets a little kick out of it. But it turns out that that man is him. That my stepfather, who I've always considered as a rock, solid, strong, hard working, you know, a mighty man I used to look up to, he's very depressed. And we just started to talk there, and oh my goodness, and you know, he's a diabetic, and he has health issues, and because of the uncertainty of work, he's a long distance driver. You know, he can be called here and there quite often. This morning he had to get up at 1:30. You know, so he could go up north and do his big wagon drops and things like that. And it's taking its toll on him. And listening to him, I recognised his vulnerability. And I also recognised what I was through a few years ago. I was hospitalised. I had a breakdown. I spent a long time on antidepressants. I'm still very, very, you know, outside of my faith, you know, if I were to step from behind the Lord's legs, as you know, I would be quite vulnerable. But his vulnerability there, it's just blown me away, and I'm quite upset, really, because, and my mother's reaction, it sort of inflamed the situation, because she said to him, she'd read the side effects, instead of reading the good, what these antidepressants do, she read the side effects saying, oh, they cause this, they cause that. And that was not the reaction, I think, that he was hoping to hear. He's hoping to hear the support. So I could only tell him, now he's not a Christian. And if I try and tell him anything about God, he goes, I don't want to listen to that shit. You know, that's basically his reaction. Pardon my language, brothers and sisters. So, if there are those of you out there who are believers, I would ask that you would remember my stepfather Bernard in prayer, and my mother Jean. And also, I don't want you to tell anybody audio, but we keep this in family, okay? And it's amazing, isn't it, how our perceptions of people can suddenly be completely altered. Now, when I split up with the mother of my children, my perceptions were altered. There was unfaithfulness on her part, and a lot of acrimony and bitterness, and it shocked me. But this has rocked me to the core, and I can't keep it selfish, because it's not about me. It's about my stepfather, Bernard. But we always determine broader relations, don't we? We're naturally selfish. It's impossible for no one never to think about themselves. I don't believe that anybody, actually, there's only Christ who's lived who was completely selfless, you know. And so if any of you out there today who are really depressed, I just want to encourage you to get the help you need. You know, there are many of us, I know there are a few who've talked on Audioboo about this. And, you know, I'm quite shook. So today, brothers and sisters on Audioboo, I don't have the usual hallelujah, hallelujah message. Not that I'm not full of joy, but I just ask that you would remember my stepfather Bernard in prayer, and keep a watch on your health, keep a watch on your mind, and offload. He kept things bottled up for years, He was like I was. I couldn't tell anybody I was hurting. I couldn't tell anybody I was upset. I couldn't tell anybody that I couldn't cope. I can remember. And he said, my stepfather told me he felt the same when he just wanted to go to sleep and not wake up. I remember that. Do you remember that? Where you didn't want a heaven or hell or anything, you just wanted everything to go away. I just didn't want to be me. Well, he's been the same, but luckily, thank the Lord, that he can now feel the antidepressants beginning to work. He's not high as a kite, because it's not benzodiazepines or Valium, you know, it's antidepressants, and they seem to be having an effect, and him being able to speak to me about it tells me that he's coping with it, you know. And we've arranged to spend a lot more time together. I wish I'd spent more time with him now. I really do. I wish I'd not, you know, been so flying ahead with my own thing, and I didn't see it. I come on here every day, I talk about how, you know, this, that and the other, yet I didn't even see it close to home that my own stepfather was hurting. So Audio Boo today, keep your eyes on the ones you love, alright? And I thank you. And if this gets featured, that might be a good thing, because this might be just the thing someone needs to hear. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, in a windy West Yorkshire, north of England, reaching out and speaking the truth.